Welcome to America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show, we're coast to coast and everywhere in between. The ultimate water cooler buzz, we hope, anyway. You can join the conversation at 800-259-5791. I give out the number like that because I got a couple of emails last week from people who said, what is the number? I heard you say the number, and then I couldn't remember the number, and I was driving. And if you're driving, please do not try to kill yourself writing the number down somewhere. Isn't it funny how we're all glued to technology? And you could actually just, I'm sure, plug numbers into your phone. I do it all the time. But certainly when you're driving, you don't want to be trying to do that. I'm not encouraging that. That's why I'm saying it right from the get-go. Boy, there's a lot to jump to on this show, including Gitmo, a follow-up. Now, there's a coalition of bands and singers that are jumping on the bandwagon of a group that we told you about, the National Campaign to Close Guantanamo, Pearl Jam, REM, and Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails, just a few of the musicians who are pushing hard to shut it down, big time. In fact, the guy who's, this guy named Thomas Blanton, who's the executive director of the Archive, which is an independent non-governmental research institute, so you know, the National Security Archive in Washington, because they're filing a Freedom of Information Act request to get classified records that detail the use of loud music as an interrogation device, which is how the musicians and groups decided to get involved. So Thomas Blanton says that Gitmo, the U.S. government, turned a jukebox into an instrument of torture. And as I said, they're trying to figure out what were the cuts that were played based on some of the archive material. You know what was played? AC/DC, Britney Spears, the Bee Gees, Marilyn Manson, the Meow Mix, Cat Food Jingle, the Barney theme song, a bunch of Sesame Street tunes, and some other things as well. So this goes way back to the report that was released by the Senate Armed Services Committee as to the treatment of those who are being detained in U.S. custody, and they make a lot of references to the loud music. So, boy, speaking of turning it up a notch, this is turning it up big time because this group is trying to get a lot of big names involved, and so far they're doing a pretty good job of it. At the same time, as you know, and I was talking about on our previous show, the people who went through 9/11 particularly lost so many of those loved ones, you know, the pregnant women who lost their husbands and the sons and the daughters, you know, just think of any kind of relative and trace the tree and you'll know what I'm talking about. And the people, I think, in New York and elsewhere feel pretty shafted by this whole Guantanamo thing and how it's being handled. They hear one thing and then they hear another thing and then they hear there's going to be trials in the U.S. and frankly, not everyone is on board with let's close Guantanamo and bring the terror suspects here. So this is setting up for an even bigger battle than I thought, because I never expected that January date to be met anyway. It's January 22nd. Now you have, as we told you on our last show, you have the man in charge at Gitmo, the rear admiral, saying, listen, I clear this place in 10 days. I get the executive order. It's down and dirty. We'll get the planes and everybody will be gone. But then the question becomes, where are they flying to? So we're back to the question of Guantanamo. And now that there's definitely a push on both sides, then truly this is almost 50-50. Which way do you think this one goes? Other things to talk about, too, big things when it comes to health care reform and also slamming down the guys on Wall Street and talking about capping some pay. Wow, that's huge news, because some of the firms that got the bailout money, of course, a lot of them have paid it back, saying now basically the government saying, look, we're going to come up with some regulations and we're going to cap what some people, CEOs, for example, can make on Wall Street. I mean, dropping the hammer big time. They're talking about an average of a 50% cut in compensation for the top earners at seven firms that got the most bailout money. You know what I say? Where are the people listening to us in Minneapolis in our plush studios? You need to get up on your feet and applaud for this, because as much as I'm for capitalism, the people who got the bailout money, no, they shouldn't be getting these ridiculous bonuses. I just can't go along with that. Yeah, absolutely. Because we're the ones that got shafted. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, boy, people are really defensive about this, especially the bank chiefs. They are defending their pay big time. You got to look at, like, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs. I mean, these are all people who will have to pay the piper. They're going to have to forego, if this becomes law, they're going to have to forego the some of the bigger dollars they thought that they were going to get. I mean, hey, it's our tax dollars and their big-time bonus. I don't think it's fair in the bailout situations, because the companies were tanking. We bailed them out. So even if they're turning a profit, even if they're doing that, they couldn't do that without the bailout, right? Goldman Sachs could not be where it is today if they didn't get help. They couldn't have done it. You know, they're churning and burning now. In the third quarter, they earned $3.2 billion. Wow. Do you know that's fourfold from a year ago? Yeah. So they said almost half of that to compensate the workers. Through the first 9 months of 2009, they socked $16.7 billion away, enough to pay the average person at Goldman Sachs, the average, $500,000 plus. The bonus pool is on pace to hit, they say, $21 billion for 2009. Are you kidding me? $29 billion. And Goldman, they say they're not going to decide the size of the bonus pool until the end of the year, because they have to wait and see if there's substantially more sums of money. Oh, man, this is just 1 year after huge buckets of taxpayer dollars were funneled to financial institutions, right? I mean, Goldman did repay its $10 billion with interest this past spring, right? So they did pay it. And how about Lehman Brothers? Yeah. And here's the thing. It's a great fair or foul. So they did pay it off. They did pay the interest. But do you think the government has the right to step in and say, we're not going there with you. We gave you the money, and then you made all this money, and you took this out from the taxpayer coffers. So I don't think this is right. So there's a big push on here, too, as well, just like Gitmo in a much different way. There's enough on both sides of this for a full-on war of words, if nothing else. It is kind of the perfect storm in a financial sense because of, again, the payback. And you think about it, 9 banks received loans from the Treasury last fall. They got $13 billion in what was widely questioned in September of 2008 because they rescued the three dreaded letters, AIG. Yeah. Where are we today? 800-259-5791. You might want to throw in your two. You could do it on the flip side.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from EcoDiscoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Coming up, Greta Van Susteren on Fox, fighting back, talking about the White House accusing Fox News of pushing a certain point of view. Boy, this is the story that just will not die. Even the Prez was talking about it in an interview with another network about Fox and their slants. I'll tell you about that coming up. Also, what's going on in the sexcapade files? I mean, not that I care what somebody's doing. It's their business. But when we're talking about these guys that, like ESPN, Steve Phillips, who used to be the GM of the Mets, fooling around with a 22-year-old assistant. However, this 22-year-old assistant didn't like getting jilted and wrote letters to his wife, stirred up almost a fatal attraction kind of problem for him. He's actually now on leave, I guess, from ESPN. Needs to take a little break there. It was printed all over the New York Post. Oh, she had a wild 911 call that if we can get it, we'll let you hear it. But I think people need to go back to the 80s and rent that movie, some of you guys out there, just in case you're thinking you might close your eyes and go down the wrong alley. You might want to think about it before you do. All right. He's across the border, Sam, in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Congratulations on your Phillies. First of all.
I know. How about that? They're going to the World Series, probably against the Yankees.
Okay. Then you probably have friends in New York, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I didn't call to talk about that, even though I wish I could.
Talking about before I jumped on this, I was going to get your take on this. Did you hear me talking about the bailout stuff about like Goldman Sachs, etc.? Now the government is saying, well, you know, forget about it. We're going to get 50%. The firms that took the bailout money, you've got to take 50% at this point because there's a czar, a financial czar, who's policing this. So this is big news in the states, Slam and Sammy, because remember, there was the bailout, the taxpayer money that bailed out so many of the financial institutions
Here in Canada, one of the bigger electronics company, a company called Nortel, they used to be called Northern Electric and Northern Telecom.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they've told their retired employees, you're going to have to take a 30% cut in your pension.
Mm.
So a lot of them today were on Parliament Hill. That's our, national mm-hmm. capital. And a lot of them, you know, they're sort of like in terms of the food chain, they'll be the last to be paid because, you know the way it works when it comes to, you know, big companies going bust and they have to pay their creditors. It's, you know, the little guy gets, if I can say this.
Oh, yeah. He gets screwed over, yeah. Yeah, the shaft, yeah.
Okay, I can say it on radio? Okay.
Yeah, you can say that, yeah.
Within reason, of course. And when I saw that, I went like, okay, I'm lucky where I'm working because, you know, I could retire in another 5 years.
That's great.
Yeah. And where Julie works, I mean, before she met me, she'd won money. Yeah, because I told you she also played the lottery. So one time mm-hmm. she'd won a significant amount of money, and she went out and bought what we call an RRSP. And
what's that?
A registered retirement savings plan.
Ah, there you go.
So she's basically set. But when we saw that today, we went like. And then you just mentioned, you know, about the bailout, but getting 50%. What about the people who've been working there like 30, 35, 40
exactly,
years? Are they going
to
get the full pension, or are they going to get, like, you know, screwed over the shaft or whatever? And this real, and yet, you know, the CEO and all the, as Julie and I both call them, the three martini cheat on their guy, chairman of the board, cheat on their wives rather. Are going to get mm-hmm. nice little severance packages, while the guy who's been working 40 years may not have enough money to retire. And that, pardon my language, pisses me off.
Yeah, it's just like Enron. Right. Now, that's in the financial institutes, that shouldn't happen to anyone because the average person is making at least $500,000, the people that we're talking about. But we're talking about really capping the pay, the compensation of some of the top dogs at the firms that were bailed out that I mentioned, like Goldman Sachs and J.P.
Right.
Morgan.
AIG.
Although, yeah, but they repaid their money, though. See,
okay.
That's the thing. If they repaid their money, mm-hmm. then they shouldn't have to worry about, they probably wouldn't be in this category. The companies
right.
are like Bank of America, AIG, Citigroup, General Motors, GMAC, Chrysler would be one, Chrysler Financial.
Right.
Those would definitely be part of it, so. I don't know. I think if you take money, Sam, thanks. I think if you take money, then I think that it's right to have a cap there. You know, how much though executives would be allowed to make or how that would be determined, that's the thing that gets a little bit dicey. And I did say, listen, I'm a capitalist, but a capitalist with some morals. And if you took the bailout, I think it's fair. If you didn't, I mean, there shouldn't be any regulation on that. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
We talked just a bit about this last night, but it's just amazing when you look at it from a different point of the government being in control, you know.
Right.
They knew what they were doing when they loaned the money to these guys. You know, they were like, hey, we can be in control of these companies. And that's why, like I said last night, well, I'm going to give them the money back right away. They don't, people tell them what to do. And the one that got me, if you remember, right after the bailout, Wells Fargo had that junket set up for, in Las Vegas. And this is something they do every year with their marketing division. And I believe it was, and all of a sudden it's like, you guys can't go have fun in Las Vegas if you're borrowing money from the government. But you know,
right.
a U.S. congressman can buzz over to Belgium and ride around on a train and, you know, them with their wives and have this nice little Valentine's party over there, and, you know, and oh, there's no doubt about it, so that's okay, because that's government, you know? I mean, it's, what's the difference, you know? And but I don't know, it's just, once again, it's just, I was completely against the bailout in the first place, because I never trust financial institutions, no matter how much they're crying and how bad they're bleeding, you know? It seems like, are they just milking the situation and, you know, and trying to say, oh, we're in bad shape or whatever, and, you know, and trying to get, you know, government. I mean, that was the first time I'd heard of, you know, the government actually going in with taxpayer money to bail out a, you know, because that's not capitalism, Kate. I'm sorry. You know what? If Wells Fargo or any of those companies or Saks, if they went out of business, and you know what? There's going to be somebody else that's going to come in and start that take that business.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. Yeah, I mean, you could, if you let them fail, somebody else is going to swoop in there. Of course, they love that. Absolutely, yeah. And because there are other companies that could have done it, you make an excellent point. Sure, that could have happened, but I was like you. I didn't like the bailout idea in the first place either, because now look what's happened as a result of that, and a lot of that money's not paid back, of course, anyway.
You know, I just don't think those guys are, you know, it's once again, it's keeping that, you know, you've heard of the line separation of state and church, right?
Yep.
Well, there ought to be a separation of state and capitalism, you know, and unfortunately, you know, we were talking, is Obama a fascist or is he a communist? And when I see them getting their, you know, the car companies and getting into every business, and then they want to take over healthcare, you know, it just seems like a total government takeover. And then once they've done that, then it's, you know, we're in a socialist state, and then they start stripping away your rights. And the problem with socialism, Kate, is that when socialism runs out of money and there ain't nobody to be given, you know, to cover the bills, then next step's communism. We'll just run everything and everybody be dumb and stupid and once again, congratulations to your Phillies. They took it to them again tonight, and I'm not sad that an LA team lost, but, you really got quite a line up there. I actually think the Angels will win today and, take a little bit longer to the Dodgers, to the Yankees, but, it's going to be the Yankees and the Phillies, I'm pretty sure. Hey, by chance, the Giants and the Eagles aren't playing with them the next week or two, are they?
Why, who are you going to... Oh, because you're thinking about venues and what will happen. Well, no. You're just... Why are you thinking about that?
Well,
distraction?
No, it's just because it's going to be New York against Philadelphia in the World Series, and then, you know, if you've got the football game going at the same time, I mean, we might have...
No, I don't think so. I think it's still another 3 weeks out. Thanks.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older. AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirandAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
All right, we're talking about your tax dollars and big bonuses, and, you know, someone said to me about the Goldman Sachs thing. Well, you know, if they weren't bailed out, you look at Goldman Sachs, we bailed them out. It was our hard-earned money, so then they make this huge profit. So give me a break on Goldman Sachs being left out of this. You know, I'll tell you, the bottom line is, if I go back to the same fundamentally, the same thing, if they took the bailout, I get it. But Goldman, would they have made the money with or without the Fed's help? Was their capital base strong enough? And even after they accepted the TARP package, because and supposedly the Goldman guys say they only took the package because the market would have. You know, pummeled the stock if they hadn't done that. And so they took it, they paid it back, and they paid it back with high interest rates. I don't know. I still say, again, you have to pull back the curtain on each and every one. And AIG, for example, they need to get nailed for whatever they should get nailed for, because they haven't paid everything back. And that's a problem. We're not getting these big loans. We're not told, hey, go, you know, go be merry, spend the money, and pay us back whenever. And I hope you can make money with the money that we bailed you out with. Please. Dan is listening to us in Texas. How have you been?
Oh, I've been sick. How have you been?
I've been good. I'm sorry that you're sick, although you sound okay now. Do you feel better?
Well, I thought I was, but I think it came back. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have a 61-year-old body and a 9-year-old immune system. So where do I fit in all of this?
I love it.
I was calling about something else till I heard you talking about the bailout investors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as fast as those that paid back the money paid it back, and then they're talking about these big bonuses and all of this, it makes me wonder, did they really need it in the first place?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, how much fraud has been swiped through on paperwork that these companies really didn't need that help?
That's right.
You know, some of them that got it are still struggling, I'm sure, but it seems to me like a big majority of them didn't need it in the first place.
Yeah.
But
I think some of them, like I was just talking about Goldman Sachs, they basically they didn't say this, but they kind of took it because they didn't want everything was getting pummeled on Wall Street. So, hey, yes, we're going to take the money. We're going to make a ton of money, and we're just going to give you the money back with your interest. So I think you're right. I think there was some, I like the way you said that. I think there was some paper shuffling in some cases going on. I agree.
The reason I wanted to call in the first place, I know you've talked about several times your mom being on Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
I want to share with your listeners for everybody to really start paying attention to the Medicare summaries, because I got a bill today for a diabetic supply company that I have never used. And I spent 3 hours on the phone between the Medicare people, my diabetic supply provider that I have used for over 3 years. And this billing was from December of 2006 to September of 2007. And I started with my current medical diabetic supplier in September of 2006 and have never changed.
Mm.
And they dubbed Medicare for $507. Now, and they reversed the billing dates. That's what's so weird, and that's what I argued with Medicare. But, you know, I learned something really big today. Medicare employees don't give a damn. They really don't care.
Because you were on the phone forever.
What gets me is they say that Medicare is in serious financial trouble, that it's folding up. Well, hell, it's for reasons like this that they are. They're blowing our tax money, and nobody's watching them, and nobody within that Medicare system really cares.
Yeah,
so
they're just clucking along, yeah.
So I'm turning it in on a fraud line tomorrow because that department with Medicare has banker's hours. So I have to call back tomorrow. But I also told them that I'm turning it in to my senator and my House rep to D.C., and I'm demanding a congressional investigation. This reminds me of contractor bills to the U.S. government for toilets that cost $450. Do you remember those escapades
when
you come by?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And then we wonder and they bellyache about Medicare is going broke. Maybe somebody needs to investigate them and the contractors that they're paying this money out to and find out just exactly how many millions of people got their diabetic supplies, as an example, billed from a bogus company they've never used, and Medicare paid it. I'm one person. How many other people have had this happen to?
Yeah, Dan, you go, girl. You go, and you do that, because I think you've got, obviously, the documentation. You send it to them.
I talked to my diabetic supply people today, and the young man is going to talk to his supervisor in the morning because she had already left for the day and see if they can't give me some kind of paperwork of some sort, testing to the fact that I started with them in September of 2006, and I have been consistently with them, and I have never changed. And I never got anything from this company. Their home office is in Florida, but the bill address is a P.O. box, hello, out of Dallas.
Of course.
And that's where Medicare has the information on my summary. So everybody listening, go over your mom's Medicare bills with her, okay? Everybody
and make sure, yeah.
Really start opening these and don't just toss them aside and stick to companies are needing money. Everybody needs money right now. And see how many of them we can uncover as bogus billing.
Yeah, excellent, excellent point. And let us know how that turns out. But, Dana, thank you. Feel better. And she's absolutely right. And all of us are guilty of it. You know, when you get something you don't, it's almost like for me, I was bad about this with the bank statements because I would do online banking. And thank goodness I started to look at some of the statements I was getting because some things, I found some bogus things that were charged. And I think you know the story. I told the whole saga of that and the bank card deal. But in the case of a billing so huge to see what's happening there, because you may uncover something like Dana did, obviously. Speaking of uncovering things, you know, it's a year after Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were teetering on the brink. I mean, big time, remember? So now there's big concerns that the Federal Housing Administration, of course, they guarantee mortgages with the low down payments, that the problems are so big there that they might need a bailout next. Yeah, you had on Capitol Hill the FHA Commissioner David Stevens, who told the lawmakers basically that he was talking to that, oh no, don't worry, we're not going to need a bailout. We're managing the risk, but boy, it doesn't look that way. He even said that some 20% of FHA loans insured last year, and as many as 24%. Of those from 2007 had serious problems, including foreclosure, or which is, I think, offering pretty much what we're going to see down the road. There's going to be more problems. There's another shoe to drop, let's just say, in the housing market, and I think you're going to see an audit probably of the FHA mortgage loans, and a big problem here, because how many normally go after an FHA loan. A lot of people go after an FHA loan. In the year since the government stepped in to rescue Fannie and Freddie, the companies have taken, what, $96 billion from the Treasury, and they might need more. And this mortgage market, my friends, has not bottomed out. It has not happened. You know, you think of the loans, and they're bundled into these mortgage-backed securities and guaranteed through the Government National Mortgage Association, known as, what is it, Ginnie Mae, right? So the taxpayer is responsible for paying investors who own the Ginnie Mae bonds when the FHA-backed mortgages hit trouble. That's what will happen. Again, you have to go way back when to come up with the beginning of the FHA, and they have been crucial in the housing market for lower income and first time home buyers. And now basically they insure about 5.4 million single family home mortgages. And so you combine all that up, that's $675 billion or more. And this would be a big hit. So even though he's saying not needing a bailout now, could be that it turns out they may need a bailout in the very near future because, as I said, all of the shoes have not dropped yet in what's happened in housing. You're going to see many more foreclosures. So I think it's destined probably for that to happen. And the big problem was Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Before they ran into trouble, they should have been reined in the first place. It was ridiculous. It's like they were running wild in the outside of the barn. Oh, the thoroughbreds are outside of the barn. Just let them keep going. Let them do what they do best. Let them trot around. And, boy, FHA, I mean, they are vital to keeping the housing market pretty stable. And it's just starting to feel to some in some states that it's stable. But you're going to still see more problems, I think, with foreclosures. All right, I'll take a few more on the flip side. 800-259-5791. Hang through.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. awesome. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, Dana actually brought up an interesting thing about Medicare fraud, and we're talking about Medicare in trouble of going bankrupt. And then, of course, what's happening with health care reform. You compound it all up just like those old-fashioned pharmacists used to do, and it really spits out a terrible product, doesn't it? 800-259-5791. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
How are you, Kate?
I'm good. How are you doing, buddy?
Well, it's funny that lady called up about the fraud hotline. I did the same thing. I got off the phone with them yesterday to go after the hospital and doctor and investigate them.
Really? What happened with you was something...
Well, remember I told you they put that unnecessary...
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to take... I'm going to keep fighting that. And even I spoke to the lady on the phone. I said, does this sound odd? She said, kind of. And the thing of it is, most people who have Medicaid or Medicare, they won't bother because it's being paid by somebody else.
Right. So they're not worried about it. Yeah, they're not thinking about it. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she knows. I'm sure she does, but... if they find that this company's at fault, she'll get $1,000.
Really?
Yeah, she'll get $1,000.
Oh, how about that? Well, good. That's some incentive. Why not? Yeah.
And real quick, if I may, kiddo, that little girl that was found in the... Okay. Until I know this sounds horrible. Until we hold the parents liable, Kate, it's not really going to stop, I don't think.
Oh,
for something, you know. I know, and you know, I know the parents lost the kid, but it's got to stop. And I think unless the parents will start being liable for this, it's not really going to stop.
Yeah. How do you let that happen? How old was she? 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my heart's breaking, but I don't know. I think the parents got to be a little responsible for that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And they found her body in that landfill, and again, just. Frightening. I don't understand. It's it's to me, we're reading too many of these headlines and hearing too many of these sad stories, I think.
You know, I'm trying to coincide your phone number with the letters on the telephone for an acronym for your phone number. It don't look like it's going to be easy.
Keep trying, and when you come up with it, let us know.
Yeah, all right, kiddo.
All right, you take care. Interesting. Now, the story that he's talking about, Mark's talking about, by the way, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the police blotter segment or not, but this is sad. I mean, they were looking for this 7-year-old Florida girl, and they found the body in a landfill, basically, in South Georgia, about an hour or so from her house. And just so awful. They were praying and hoping it wasn't Summer Thompson, is the girl's name, just 7 years old. She disappeared on her way home from school. And when I first read the story, it's kind of like what Mark is saying. I thought, wow, seven, I don't know. How does a 7-year-old, is she by herself coming home from school? I don't know. To me, a lot of you have children, have had kids. Does that seem too young to have this little girl walking back from school by herself? And it's not that I'm trying to blast the parents, because, boy, it's awful that this happened in the first place. But I don't know. I think you have to watch these kids a little bit closer, especially at these young ages. Now, to be fair, she became separated from her schoolmates on her way home from school. So there was a bunch of them that were together, and somehow she got separated. So you can only imagine how this turned out, and you know who, what scumbag took her, or what happened there. But we know it's something just brutal, I'm sure. And somehow she was snatched, and nobody saw. I just hope whoever it is, they're able to nail whoever that person is, and find out more of those details. But there are a lot of, I'm sure, unsavory types that can patrol around those neighborhoods, around schools, and look for maybe a kid that seems like they're not, you know, might be close to home, but far enough around the block that you could snatch them up. And boy, that's amazing. I think of how we did actually walk in groups, but I think of how we wouldn't have even thought twice about running to the store or, you know, hanging out at somebody's house a little bit longer. Now it's almost, you know, to be serious, people are talking, and I don't want to see this happen, people are talking about microchipping kids. So you basically have the GPS as to where they are. And I can't go there. I can't go with that over-the-top Big Brother and what could that relate to. But boy, when you hear stories like about the 7-year-old girl, it does give you pause as to, wow, what, something different should have happened here, especially since she was with some kids. So I'm sure everybody thought it was cool, it was safe, there was no problem, you know, all that sort of stuff. And apparently that was not the case at all. A couple of other quick things for you, because we mentioned this a long, long time ago. Very sad. John Travolta loses his son and has to deal with this extortion case. A mistrial was actually declared in that trial of the two people accused of trying to extort millions from Travolta after the death of his 16-year-old son, Jet. The judge in the case thought someone in the jury had an inappropriate communications outside of the jury room where they'd been deliberating for 8 hours, because the judge got information that an announcement had been made at a local political rally that one of the defendants had been found not guilty. So the judge felt like there was nothing else to do but that. Remember, it was, what, I guess last January that his son died after suffering a seizure at the family's vacation house in the Grand Bahamas. And these two people tried to get Travolta to pay them $25 million not to make public a medical document declining that said they declined to have Jet transported to a nearby hospital, and Travolta refused a demand for the money. Of course, the two people pled not guilty. So here we go, mistrial. And it was just a packed courtroom, I guess. And I think they were pretty surprised, and I'm sure very disappointed in what that outcome was, because earlier in the trial, he even testified that his son was found unresponsive by a nanny, and that's what happened, and said that he told the ambulance driver to rush them to an airport where his jet was parked because he's, of course, a pilot, and he could fly his son to a hospital, right? So they had to go through all that rigmarole, and then for this to end that way, that's too bad. Too bad. Another quick one for you, too, as well, because we did mention this the other night, and I think it's because we've got Harry Rinker coming on next week and talking about the new Barbies that are on the market. And I got two emails, one here from Jane, and Jane says, Kate, you said something about the new Barbies. I'm not sure I caught it right or not. Did you say that they're called black Barbies? And they do. They have these new black Barbies that they made with fuller lips, kind of, and curlier hair and all that kind of stuff. And some people think it's great because they believe the dolls are realistic. I'm sure I'm talking about dolls here on the show. In the middle of Medicare fraud, some people like the dolls because they're more realistic and think it's about time and all that other stuff. And some people are dissing the Barbie, the new Barbie, because they feel as though it's taking a shot at the culture. And I don't see how you think it's taking a shot at the culture. They have a different Caucasian Barbie too. So I'm thinking that Mattel, they're just trying to reach out to anybody. They care about the money. They're trying to reach out to anybody that they can snap up. So why exclude part of the American population, right? Little girls that might want to have a black Barbie. So I don't think Mattel's worried about any kind of a controversy over it, because they've had plenty of controversy over Barbies now and then bubble up anyway. So, and the doll actually was created by Stacy McBride Irby, who is a woman who said she watched her daughter play with dolls and wanted to create a doll that looked a little bit more like her. And she said she's heard the criticism, that as much as she's been criticized for her designs, she also got a lot of kudos as well. Even dolls are controversial in our society, right? You can't even create a doll without somehow offending somebody. Ooh. Hey, what do I like to say at least once a show? Hold your head up high and be proud if you're taking the road less traveled.
I don't know the meaning of the word surrender.
I mean, I know it. I'm not dumb. Just not in this context.